Chapter 16, Go Forward.
To make no move that calls for the investment of means unless we have the money in hand to complete the contemplated work should not always be considered the wisest plan. In the upbuilding of his work, the Lord does not always make everything plain before his servants. He sometimes tries the confidence of his people by having them move forward in faith. Often, he brings them into strait and trying places, bidding them go forward when their feet seem to be touching the waters of the Red Sea. It is at such times when the prayers of his servants ascend to him in earnest faith that he opens the way before them and brings them out into a large place. The Lord wants his people in these days to believe that he will do as great things for them as he did for the children of Israel in their journey from Egypt to Canaan. We are to have an educated faith that will not hesitate to follow his instructions in the most difficult experiences. Go forward is the command of God to his people. Faith and cheerful obedience are needed to bring the Lord's designs to pass. When he points out the necessity of establishing the work in places where it will have influence, the people are to walk and work by faith. By their godly conversation, their humility, their prayers and earnest efforts, they should strive to bring the people to appreciate the good work that the Lord has established among them. It was the Lord's purpose that this Loma Linda Sanitarium should become the property of our people. And he brought it about at a time when the rivers of difficulty were full and overflowing their banks. The working of private interests for the gaining of personal ends is one thing. In this, men may follow their own judgment. But the carrying forward of the Lord's work in the earth is entirely another matter. When he designates that a certain property should be secured for the advancement of his cause, and the building up of his work, whether it be for sanitarium or schoolwork or for any other branch, he will make the doing of that work possible if those who have the experience will show their faith and trust in his purposes and will move forward promptly to secure the advantages he points out. While we are not to seek to wrest property from any man, yet when advantages are offered, we should be wide awake to see the advantage, that we may make plans for the upbuilding of the work. And when we have done this, we should exert every energy to secure the free will offerings of God's people for the support of these new plants. Often, the Lord sees that his workers are in doubt as to what they should do. At such times, if they will put their confidence in him, he will reveal to them his will. God's work is now to advance rapidly, and if his people will respond to his call, he will make the possessors of property willing to donate of their means and thus make it possible for his work to be accomplished in the earth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Read Hebrews 11:1. Faith in the Word of God will place his people in the possession of property which will enable them to work the large cities that are awaiting for the message of truth. The cold, formal, unbelieving way in which some of the laborers do their work is a deep offense to the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all." See Philippians 2:14-17. We are to encourage in one another that living faith which Christ has made it possible for every believer to have. The work is to be carried forward as the Lord prepares the way. When he brings his people into straight places, then it is their privilege to assemble together for prayer, remembering that all things come of God. Those who have not yet shared in the trying experiences that attend the work in these last days will soon have to pass through scenes that will severely test their confidence in God. It is at the time his people see no way to advance, when the Red Sea is before them and the pursuing army behind, that God bids them go forward. Thus he is working to test their faith. When such experiences come to you, go forward, trusting in Christ. Walk step by step in the path he marks out. Trials will come, but go forward. This will give you an experience that will strengthen your faith in God and fit you for the truest service.